Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
One here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight, we'll preview the big NWSL semifinal playoff match between the regular season champs, the Western New York Flash, and Sky Blue FC. Our special guests will be U.S. International Carly Lloyd of the Flash and the coach of Sky Blue, one of the veteran coaches in women's soccer, Jim Gabara. We'll also wrap up the Rhino season. We're joined by Danny Earls in just a moment. We'll give you the latest soccer news with Michael Lewis. Dick Howard will be back on with us next week. And now from Miami, Florida, here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni. How's it going in Miami, Joe?
Nice and warm over here, Andrew. 90 degrees plus, and that's thank God that we have a pool and that I can go in the hot tub to take care of my leg.
You got told you got to have the magic spray. I don't know. It's obviously it's a tough one, but it's better to be 90 degrees. We have some technical problems with Joe, but let's bring in right now our U.S. soccer expert, the master of the CONCACAF site, CropaGold.com, and, of course, BigAppleSoccer.com, Michael Lewis, and his report every week brought to you by Salen's, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how's everything going in, not in New York City, but in a super secret location that you're at tonight?
Well, I could say, had a taking a little time off from work, although work tends to follow all writers around the world, no matter where they are. But it's good to get a little breather and out of the way in the middle of nowhere, where my cell phone doesn't always work all the time.
That must be in the middle of nowhere. That's if you have a cell phone reception. Actually, I saw where you are. It's a very historical town in New York, and so I hope you enjoy, have a great holiday. But boy, I want to talk about, we have a lot to talk about, but I got to go back to Wednesday and the performance by our national team against Bosnia-Herzegovina. This is a team now that has won 12 games in a row. Now, maybe in other sports that doesn't seem like a lot, but the U.S. is now within three of the all-time record that's held by Spain of 15 wins in a row. So basically, Mike, if the U.S. wins their next four CONCACAF World Cup qualifying matches, they will break Spain's record. And boy, if you said any time in the past that the U.S. could have done something of this nature, I think people would have laughed at you, but it's nearly there.
And one thing that if the U.S. does do that, they'll qualify for the World Cup very, very handily. Even if they don't get the all-time record, what they have done and what they accomplished in Sarajevo last week was quite impressive. It's not easy coming back. I don't care what level of soccer it is. It's not easy coming back from a 2-0 deficit at halftime. And Bosnia is certainly no pushovers. I think they're ranked 13th in the world. It showed a lot of things went into this. It showed a lot of grit on the U.S.'s part. Jurgen Klinsmann switched around the lineup, but went to two forwards. Eddie Johnson definitely helped things out. And then Josie Altidore, I can't say he had a half for the ages. I think he had 27 minutes for the ages, where he scored three goals, set up another. I had the honor of covering Josie in his first 2.5 years with the Red Bulls, and we saw a player with a lot of potential, and it's gratifying to see a player who is growing up, maturing on the field. We always knew that he was mature off the field. I won't get into that, but I mean in terms of dealing with situations. But, you know, he listened to some constructive criticisms from Jurgen Klinsmann, and he has turned into a very menacing player for the United States. And I'll say this, I don't recall Josie ever taking a free kick with the Red Bulls, but it's almost like he said, okay, 20 yards out, upper left corner, I'll put it right there. You couldn't, you know, a goalkeeper would have needed either a ladder or an elevator to get that ball. It was just so perfectly taken against Bosnia. So it's quite a performance by the team and by Josie Altidore as well.
I would almost say that free kick was Beckham-esque by Josie. If you want to see the goals he scored, and also Eddie Johnson's goal, you can go to ussoccer.com. They have all the highlights of that match. And, of course, Josie playing now for Sunderland in the English Premiership. He'll be facing the toughest defenses in the world. And I believe we have Joe back.
Yes, Joe, I'm here. And, Mike, I think that based upon the comment that you made, you know, it's actually confidence building when a coach trusts you, and then all of a sudden everything flourishes.
It definitely does. You know, I mean, you could put in a lot of hard work, but if you don't get the right message from the right person, you need someone to believe in you, particularly when you're a younger player. And listen, Josie's been playing professional soccer for 6-7 years, so he isn't a freshman, he isn't a rookie anymore, but it's nice to have someone who could believe in you. And that confidence, especially for a forward, you know, grows and grows and grows. And we'll see how he does, obviously, in the English Premier League. But when a forward has that type of confidence, very few defenders or goalkeepers in the world could stop you. You're going to find a way to find the back of the net.
Well, Mike, you saw the Mexico-Ivory Coast match at MetLife Stadium, and I watched some of that match. Got to see my heroes of soccer for me, Didier Drogba. But I mean, everybody talked about Mexico. If they won the match 4-1, I would say, though, looking at the first half, they were. I think more Ivory Coast lost that match than Mexico won it. I think Ivory Coast gifted Mexico some chances that, you know, they easily put away. And we'll see how good Mexico is in the next match on September 6th. So, but
Andrew,
it was
well
a big win for them.
No, you know, well put. The first goal was an own goal. The second goal was just a dreadful back pass that you know, give Mexico credit for pouncing on it and scoring. And then after that, you know, they had Ivory Coast on the ropes. But, you know, yes, the proof in the pudding is not that particular international friendly. It's going to be in World Cup qualifying. That's what's going to determine the Mexicans' fate, and also the fate of coach Jose Manuel de la Torre, which I still think he's very, very fortunate to still be coaching the team. We'll see come September 10th or 11th after they play the United States in Columbus, Ohio.
That match is sold out already, I believe. Not really surprising, especially that the U.S. can clinch a playoff, a World Cup qualifying spot if they beat Mexico. Joe, go ahead.
I was watching the game, and I was not impressed too much about the coach, the Mexican coach tenure. I mean, he was a nervous wreck, and he was hollering. I'm surprised he didn't get a yellow card.
I guess maybe the referees have had quotas about giving yellow cards or dismissing coaches recently. two teams that I've been covering in the past 3 weeks have had their coaches thrown off the bench. One was, of course, Jürgen Klinsmann in the Gold Cup semifinals, and then 2 weeks ago, Mike Petke, the Red Bulls coach, was asked to leave the team bench during his team's 3-2 win at Kansas City. So I don't know what's in the air these days about coaches getting volatile, but something, I don't know, maybe it's that time of the year, August, I don't know what, but strange things are happening with coaches' reactions, definitely.
I don't know, they might be going after trainers next, who knows? Oh, Michael, this is big matches this week in the CONCACAF Champions League. I'm sure you'll be following those on tropigol.com. The LA Galaxy will be in action, and to a group there, I get that lost it there for a second. Group number 8. They play Carnegie's of Costa Rica, who are on top of the group right now with 3 points. LA will be their first match in the three-team group. And Houston Dynamo will be going down to Trinidad to play W Connection. And they are doing very well right now. Montreal also has a match against Heredia. That's coming up tomorrow as well, or actually on Wednesday. So Some big matches coming up in a three-team group. You've got to get your results. You've got to get your wins and possibly draws on the road, and then go through to the next round.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Basically, you're talking about a very, very short series. Every play means something. You can't afford to give up a stupid goal, even if you win 3-1 at home. That goal could come back and bite you in the rear end if goal differential comes into play. So, you can't leave anything to chance. And I know traditionally MLS teams like to put out A/B team in these rounds of the Champions League, just because it's in August, players are tired. You're trying to keep the your key players refreshed as much as possible. So it'll be interesting to see what Montreal, Los Angeles, and Houston, what teams they do put out there, and maybe what stars they keep on the bench in reserve just in case they need a goal late in the match. You know, Robbie Keane coming off another ridiculously superb performance, a hat-trick this past weekend. I don't think you want to burn him out and play him 3 times in 8 days, especially with the way you got to travel around this league. But maybe you have him on the bench and you keep him for later in the match if you do need him. Tough decision either way for LA coach Bruce Arena.
Certainly going to be some exciting matches. And when I mentioned the Red Bulls, boy, over 25,000 people in attendance in their match against Philadelphia Union, ending in a scoreless tie. And from your tweets, you can follow Michael at Big Apple Soccer. Luis Robles, the keeper, was the star of the match.
He saved them late in the match with a big save. Luis Robles had a really rough and inconsistent start this year. He seemed to be good 1 week and just made us scratch our heads in unison the next week. He has been, over the last 6 to 8 weeks minimum, very consistent. No mistakes, or the mistakes have been minor errors. And more importantly, he's just come up big when the team has needed him. This Red Bull team, you might look at them and say, oh, look, they have all these DPs, Tim Cahill, Thierry Henry, but they really don't have a lot of firepower, not as much as last year's team. So a goalkeeper, I think, is going to be forced to make even bigger plays because games are going to be a lot closer. And Robles has come through. I mean, I have to admit, I was skeptical a bit earlier this year, but Robles has changed my mind. He has become a very good goalkeeper in Major League Soccer. And the only way you could prove that is being consistent.
Joe, go ahead.
Micah, just one brief comment from you. Soccer in general, from the professional to the amateur, what is your take on it?
I don't think you have enough time to have my answer. It's improving. There are so many things that professionally, I guess, that has to be improved on in the United States. If you compare MLS in 1996 to where it is today, it has grown in leaps and bounds on and off the field. I have concerns, I'll say this, and maybe we could talk about this in another show in depth, about the league expanding another four teams beyond the New York City team. They want to add four teams by the year 2020, and I just hope they know what they're doing and they see what happened to the North American Soccer League when the NASL, way back in 1978, added six teams. And we all know what happened to that league two or three years later. It started to implode. I understand it's a different era, different times. Soccer is much more popular. It's an easier sell these days than it was back in those days. But I just hope they're not trying to expand too quickly. My gut feeling is, where are you going to find the players? And like I said, I'd love to go in depth with you on this and another time when we have some time to talk about it. But that's my main concern about, I guess, professional soccer in the United States.
Well, we can certainly talk about that, Mike, on our Labor Day show. We'll have a little bit more time then when we're going to tape in advance. And then, of course, for that show, we'll also talk about the World Cup qualifying. But obviously, one more team you cover, Sky Blue FC. They'll be right here Saturday, 8 p.m. against the Western New York Flash. What do you think? Do you think Sky Blue has a chance to upset the top-seeded team in the NWSL?
Well, I think any team has a chance to upset a team, but, my gut feeling is, Sky Blue got off to a fantastic start this year, but they've really tailed off in recent weeks. They used to get wins and ties, now they're getting ties and more losses. They're playing against Western New York Flash, Abby Wambach, and a pretty good supporting cast as well, too. Now, I don't know what the crowd is going to be like at Salem Stadium. I got a strange feeling. I wouldn't be surprised, let's put it this way, that if it's a record for the team, just because of the enormity of the game and what it means. If they win that game, they host the championship game. So, you want to make it as big a deal as possible. I've learned never say never. Around this time, 36 years ago, I remember a series against the Toronto Metros Croatia Rochester Lancers. Lancers were playing two men down in the second half, and they deployed a lineup to reached the shootout, and guess what happened? They won in regulation, 1-0, and advanced in the playoffs against improbable odds. So I've learned to say, I will not say never. But saying that, the Flash should win if you look at things logically. But of course, we're talking soccer, and things never always follow a logical path.
That's for sure. Well, that's why everyone, you got to be there Saturday night, 8 p.m., Salem Stadium, two of the most established franchises in women's soccer in this country, Sky Blue and the Flash, in action in the semifinals. So, Mike, thanks for joining us. Have a nice vacation, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Great. Hey, listen, have a good one, gentlemen. Great talking to you again, as always.
Thanks, Mike. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rhinos veteran Danny Earle to talk about the end of the Rhino season and what may be coming up in the future for the Irishman, who is one of the fan favorites of Rochester soccer. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
These vagabond shoes are longing to stray.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season ticket information is available by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The NWSL regular season championship Western New York Flash begin their quest for a fourth consecutive playoff title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC featuring U.S. Women's National Team Captain Christy Rempone. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Purchase your tickets early for this big semifinal playoff match. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Season ticket holders have until this Thursday to claim their reserved seats. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here in Rochester. Joe Sirianni down in Miami. Coming up top of the hour, it's U.S. Women's National Team star for the Western New York Flash, Carly Lloyd. But right now, we're happy to be joined by the 2013 MVP for the Rochester Rhinos, Danny Earls. And Danny's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. 2014 season ticket information will be coming soon for the Rhinos. Check rhinosoccer.com or give them a call at 454-KICK to get more information for next season. Danny, welcome to the show and congratulations on being named Team MVP.
Thanks, Andrew. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And boy, what a way to end the season. Two more heart-stopping matches. And you guys were specialized in that this year, taking it right down literally to the last kick of the game. And you got a victory on Friday and got a loss on Saturday against L.A. But it was certainly a very exciting season, especially the second half of the season, as the Rhinos were just very, very exciting for the fans to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, well, it was a tough season overall. You know, obviously we didn't get a lot of the results that we wanted. But, yeah, in the second half, I feel like we had some more attacking flair about us. You know, we scored some more goals, more created some more chances. I felt like we tied more games than we should have. You know, obviously at home it was supposed to be a fortress and didn't quite work out like that. But, I mean, yeah, definitely exciting for the fans, but I think fans would rather take wins than excitement, you know. But that's kind of just the way football goes, and that's the season that we had. But hopefully next year we can work on to something better.
Joe?
I'm not now, but...
Okay, Joe, I think it's Joe's always busy doing something, even during the show. But, Danny, I want to ask you, you scored the goal against Phoenix on Friday, and 4-3 win. Boy, it was certainly a goal fest, and it may be the last ever match for Phoenix. We'll see if they come back next year, but... Tell us about the comeback and you getting a goal and Tam McManus getting a couple.
Yeah, I mean, well, first and foremost, you know, it's tough conditions down there. Phoenix is always a tough place to play in the heat, you know, so to get any sort of result down there, a point or 3 points is quality. So, yeah, it was a tough old game. It was on a kind of subdued pitch. There was not a lot of fans there, so it was a tough night to get up for it. But we kind of wanted to finish the season on a high, so we had no problems with that, you know, and... We went 2-0 down early on, and I kind of just brought the boys in and said, well, it wasn't really, it was obviously everyone thought it, you know. We thought if we get a goal back, Phoenix kind of were there for the taking, you know. So luckily, I mean, there's a short corner from Rosie, he played it to me, and it was kind of cross, come shot, I can't really take all the credit for it, you know. Blake kind of done well getting the keeper's way, and it went to the side corner, and then kind of kicked on from there. We got one back early in the second half, and kind of just rolled from there. And Tam, obviously, anytime he comes on to the bench this season, he's been on fire for us, you know. He's been a real spark, so... He scored a couple, and yeah, it was a crazy way to end the game. They scoring tie it 3-3 and then scoring like a tip off. So it was definitely crazy, not the way we planned it, but that's the way football goes.
And have you ever played in temperatures like that? I mean, I'm sure it doesn't get up over 100 degrees in Ireland, but what was it like for playing in that kind of heat?
If it does get over that northern, it's definitely global warming coming your way. No, it's crazy, you know. Obviously, of course, I'm not used to that, but, I mean, I'm talking to people down in Phoenix, they're not even used to it, you know. So, it's definitely, I don't know if it's dangerous, you got to kind of hydrate and stuff, you know. It's definitely different, you know. But I think, to be honest, we kind of lucked out. It wasn't as hot as it could have been. But, yeah, it's definitely incredible temperatures, you know. You step outside, you know, already drenching sweat after a couple of minutes, you know. It's very tough to play, and you kind of got to play more of a mental game than a physical game, you know. So, obviously, it was a crazy night all around, mentally and physically, but we got the win.
And Saturday, L.A. got the league goal this time and came home with a 2-1 win. And that was the last game of the season for the Rhinos. But what do you think, Danny, the Rhinos need to do next season to get back into the winning form and then get back into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, I think we did have a lot of the pieces of the puzzle this year. You know, obviously there's bits and pieces that could have been stronger, like here or there, you know. But I think, I mean, the Rhinos are just a successful organization. I mean, everyone in Rochester knows that. They don't need to do anything different. It's just one of these seasons, you know. It's past at the end of the season. Obviously, it's great to be successful, but you need to learn from these seasons. There's definitely things we can take from it, you know, we need to learn from. But as I say, you got to change anything drastically. Obviously, we see who the new coach is coming in, and we'll work from there. But to change anything drastically would be silly, you know, because it's such a successful organization. But in the meantime, you know, we kind of got to keep our heads about us and obviously see if new players are coming back, get them sorted, and see what happens in the future.
And how was it like for you to win the MVP? How did that grab you?
Yeah, I mean, that's an absolute honour, you know what I mean? To be honest, the 2 years I was here, it was in 08 and 09, it was Johnny Mignonga, and then last year it was JC, you know, so to be put in the same bracket as those types of players is phenomenal, you know. Obviously, as a team, I would have traded the MVP to get into the playoffs. You know, obviously, you know, I would have preferred team success, but on a personal level, that's something that I hold in really high regard. No matter where I've played, that's something that I'll always hold close to my heart. You know, it's a place that I love here, and I love playing in Rochester. And for the fan, well, for the lads to vote me that and to have the respect of my teammates, that's an incredible honour for me. So, yeah, it'll be definitely up there with some of the best achievements in ever retire.
And, of course, the fans want to know, Danny, are you going to be back with the Rhinos next year? And then maybe, is it possible we may see you playing the indoor game this year?
Well, I can tell you 100% that, no, I won't be playing indoor. It's just, obviously, last year, obviously, well, I got an injury. It didn't quite work out. There's no other reason. And I just kind of, it's not really for me, you know. It's not, I mean, I enjoyed my time there and stuff, but no, I won't be playing indoor. And as for the Rhinos, I'm out of contract this year, so I definitely got to talk to the management and stuff. I'm not 100% coming back, and I'm not 100% leaving. You know, we kind of got to sit down and talk over some stuff and see where it goes from there. I do love playing there. I'd love to come back, so we'll see. Hopefully I can sit down with Pat and the manager, whoever the manager is, and we can talk some some contracts and stuff, so we'll see.
Well, Danny, we wish you all the best of luck. And again, congratulations on winning the MVP award. I know the fans are always happy and love to watch you play, and I think you had a great season myself. So, well, hopefully we'll see you next year in the Rhinos uniform. And, you know, if not, if we see maybe back in MLS, hopefully, we'd certainly love to see that again. So Danny, thanks so much, and have a great off season.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Appreciate you having me. Thanks for the kind words. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Danny Earls here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Joe Sirianni will be back with us for our next segment. And we welcome U.S. Women's International Kari Lloyd of the Western New York Flash. We'll look ahead to Saturday's semifinal in the NWSL against Sky Blue FC right here at Salem Stadium. 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Get your tickets. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The NWSL regular season championship Western New York Flash begin their quest for a fourth consecutive playoff title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team captain Christy Rempone. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Purchase your tickets early for this big semifinal playoff match. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Season ticket holders have until this Thursday to claim their reserved seats. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirianni having some technical problems. Joe will be back with us next week. And right now we're very happy to be joined by one of our U.S. Women's National Team stars, scorer of the winning goal in the last two Olympic Games, and with the Western New York Flash helping the team to win the NWSL regular season title. Carly Lloyd joins us, and Carly's appearance brought to you by The Flash this Saturday, 8 p.m. It's the NWSL semifinals. Sky Blue FC comes to town. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this one. Carly, thanks for joining us on the show tonight. Welcome.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Carly, I watched the match against Bayou. I was away this weekend, but I watched the match on tape out yesterday. And, boy, I tell you, when the Flash and Boston play, it's always a very intense, very exciting match. And you knew that even when the Flash went up 2-0, Boston was going to come back. And you got to give them a lot of credit for that. But, boy, what a great way for the Flash to get the regular season title. And now we'll host the playoffs on Saturday. And if they win, we'll host the championship game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every team in this league is competitive, and it's going to be a battle, you know, week in and week out, no matter who we're playing. So we knew that we had to just do our part and take care of business and then sit back and kind of watch the rest of it unfold. And luckily for us, you know, with the Chicago win against Kansas City, we were able to clinch. So I think it's been really good, and Aaron's done a fantastic job of just kind of getting us all on the same page, laying things out pretty clear as to what we need to do. And, you know, he told us, look, if we take care of business ourselves, you know, he's fully confident that we would, you know, potentially get two home playoff games. So that's what we're shooting for. And it's just very rewarding because we've had a great season. We've been in that fourth place for a really long time. But, you know, my motto is, and I've been saying it all along, is, you know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And the end of the season is when it really counts. I'd rather us be in the position we were all season and then just jump to the top towards the end, peak at the right moment, and we'll be ready to go this Saturday. But we need all our fans to come out to the game and support us. It's going to be a big one, and, you know, we won't be able to do it without them.
Certainly, and of course, the Flash in the last couple of seasons, the 2011 season with the WPS, and then last year in the WPSL Elite, the Flash played at home and brought home two titles. In Buffalo, they won the title back in 2010, so now once again, home field advantage is so huge. But I got to tell you, I got to talk to you about this goal that Abby scored on Saturday. Oh my! I have never seen a goal like that, and I've been watching the sport since I was 8 years old. I mean, have you ever seen a goal scored? Basically, if you didn't see the goal, first of all, you got to look for it online. Brady Taylor played a hard direct free kick straight into the box from the center of the field. Abby somehow dove. Perpendicular to the goal, or parallel to the goal, got her head on it, and it looped over the Boston keeper into the net. It made ESPN's top 10 plays. It made Fox Soccer's top 10 plays. Tell us when you saw that goal, Carly. What were you thinking when that ball went in the net?
Well, I remember the play exactly, to be honest. And you know, Abby had told Britt, "Hey, just play it." Play it straight into the keeper, and you know she drove it into Abby's head. You know it was definitely an unbelievable goal, and for Abby to be able to kind of redirect it when it's coming in at that speed, and obviously have it perfectly weighted into that top corner was pretty amazing. But you know it's always good because I know Abby's. It's been a couple games since she scored, so I think that you know it was probably definitely. Motivating for her and to get on the score sheet. And you know, Sam Kerr had an unbelievable goal as well. She's been, you know, working really hard. I'm really proud of her. She's been, you know, full go and working her butt off on the field. So collectively, you know, it's all coming together, and we've just got to take care of the next game. Can't think beyond that. Just got to focus on, you know, Saturday at 8 p.m. against Sky Blue, and, you know, have all our fans come out for the game, support us, and then hopefully we could be in the championship game.
Here with Carly Lloyd from the Western New York Flash. And again, the Flash semifinal playoff match against Sky Blue this Saturday, 8 p.m. at Salem Stadium. 454 kick or WNYFlash.com to get tickets. Carly, let's talk about Sky Blue. It happens to be your hometown team. Of course, you being from New Jersey, a team that's been around for many, many years, a great organization. The Flash still have had their number this year. 3 wins out of 4 and the last 2 3-0 shutouts. Outscoring them 8-1 in the last 3 matches. So what do you think the Flash need to do to continue the success against Sky Blue?
I think, you know, what we've been doing all season. I mean, obviously, up until this point, nothing really matters except for the game on Saturday. You know, we have a great record against Sky Blue, but, you know, to be honest, it's 2 totally different teams entering the playoffs in a huge game. Everything's on the line, and what we've done prior to that doesn't matter. So we've got to forget that. We're obviously not concerned about playoffs. You know, this is it. This is it. This is everything's out on the table. You know, we've got to leave everything out there on the field collectively, players on the bench, players on the field, our fans. You know, and we obviously do know Sky Blue pretty well. We know how they play. It's battled a couple injuries this season. But we're going to be ready, and I've got full confidence in our team. We'll get back after it tomorrow at training, and we'll be good to go. I'm looking forward to it. You know, for me, this game's the final, and I'm going to do everything that I can to help my team win.
Carly, does this... the situation here with the playoffs in the NWSL, is there a parallel with knockout stages in the Olympics and the World Cup? Is it the same kind of shift in mentality from the group stage to the knockout stage?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's, you know, I feel that, you know, the last 4 games that we've played, it's kind of been that we've got to win, we've got to make playoffs, you know, then we make playoffs, and then we're a little bit unsure if we have home field advantage or not. So it's, for me, I feel like this has kind of been a mini Olympics in these last 5 or 6 games, just as far as kind of, you know, having to gut through it. You know, the tie against Portland, if we would have won that game, we would have taken care of business then, but we wanted to wait until the last possible game. But, you know, it's exciting. And obviously, you know, there's players on our team that have been in this situation before, Abby, myself. So there's no doubt in my mind that the two of us will be ready, and we'll be doing everything we can to prepare the team and help the team. And just be that kind of leadership role out on the field, because obviously there's going to be nerves that set in with some of the players. There's been, you know, obviously other players on the team that have been a part of the Flash last year. In previous years, McCall, Angela Salem, Catherine Reynolds, you know, I think Estelle's been kind of at that stage before, Britt, Taylor. So I'm sure there's many others, Alex Fallon. So there's a lot of us that are kind of familiar with, you know, the make or break point. And, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I'm really glad that we've got the 8 o'clock game. I love playing night games, and I think it'll be a fantastic night.
And this Thursday at 2 o'clock, the Flash will be in town to train at Salem Stadium. It's open to the public, so I encourage all the Flash fans to come down, watch the team play, get your tickets, and... Carly, maybe might the fans be seeing some penalty kick practicing during this practice, because obviously this match could go to penalties, and then you guys have been part of penalties with the national team before, so that certainly could be a part of this match on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been practicing our PKs all last week and going through, you know, everybody on the team, striking penalties, just kind of getting the confidence up, getting used to hitting them. You know, we just hope that we obviously, you know, don't go into PKs. I mean, that's that's not the goal of this. I mean, yes, it could happen, but, you know, we would like to take care of business during 90 minutes and get that done. And obviously nobody likes a PK shootout. It's a tough way to win, tough way to lose. So, you know, we're going to try to take care of business in the 90 minutes and get it done.
Well, Carly, we wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday. I'll be there, and Joe will be still in Miami, unfortunately, but he'll be watching the game certainly on Fox Soccer. But again, for the fans, you got to come out for this match. It's the playoffs. It's one and done. You win, you go on to the final. You lose, it's next season. So, Carly,
Absolutely. Best
of luck to you guys, and we'll see you on Saturday.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem. Carly Lloyd here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Flash's opponent on Saturday, Sky Blue FC. Jim Gabara will be with us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Don't telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The NWSL regular season championship Western New York Flash begin their quest for a fourth consecutive playoff title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC featuring U.S. Women's National Team Captain Christy Rempone. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Purchase your tickets early for this big semifinal playoff match. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Season ticket holders have until this Thursday to claim their reserved seats. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here, Joe Sirianni will be back with us next week. And joining us right now is the head coach of Sky Blue FC, who will be in town to take on the Western New York Flash this Saturday at 8 p.m. in the NWSL playoffs. Jim Guevara is with us. Jim's appearance tonight brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Call 248-2650. Talk to Tony and Michelle. If you mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, they'll give you a 10% discount. You can also go to topnotchmonogramming.com to check out everything that Top Notch does. They are top notch. Jim, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Great, thanks. And well, I was looking at your bio, and I didn't even know this. You actually played at Hollander Stadium against the Rochester Flash in the American Soccer League and the United Soccer League in the early 80s. So
yeah.
It's almost we get some great memories here.
Yeah. I guess so. A long, long time ago, I do remember one game there with the USL. It was playoff implications, and we ended up on the short end of the stick. So hoping to turn things around here.
Well, that stadium is long gone, unfortunately, but there's certainly some great memories. But there's going to be some memories made this Saturday. It's the NWSL playoffs, the first ever playoffs in the new league. And Sky Blue certainly had a great season, led the league for much of the early part. But then you guys were bit by the injury bug pretty heavily. And I guess the first thing is, how are the players that have been hurt recovering? Are we going to be seeing some of your stars who have been out for a bit in Saturday's match?
We've been decimated, and I think all but probably three teams have faced a similar situation, so we just had to manage the best we can, and I really want to publicly compliment our role players and players who've had to step in and really contribute for a long period of time, and they've done a great job, and that's really the reason why we were able to stay on top of the table for as long as we did. But I haven't had one day this whole season where I've had our whole roster to select from. And even our last game, we had basically six starters that have been out with injuries. So, we're hoping to get a couple of them back for the playoffs. So that was been the goal all along. I think the two that we really will not see are Kayla O'Hara, who's had ankle surgery and is out for 4 to 6 months. And Caitlin Ford most likely will not be available. Certainly not for this weekend. We'll see if we advance to the final.
Right, and Caitlin, I believe, was hurt in the last game against the Flash and on national television. And also Lisa Devanna was hurt in that game, who was one of your top scorers.
Right. Lisa's probably 75-80%. We hope to get her close to 100%, and she'll be available for this weekend. What role she'll play, that'll depend on how the week goes.
Absolutely. I know it's been tough, but you guys, again, have been strong all season. And Kari Lloyd mentioned it. It's not a sprint. It's a long-distance run. And you guys played so well in the first part of the season. You offset some of the injury problems. You guys are in the playoffs, and now it's one match. And you guys it's been a tough road against the Flash this year. You've lost 3 of 4. What do you guys need to do to turn it around on Saturday?
Well, I agree with Carly that, it's certainly not a sprint, but then again, to win a championship in the format, you just have to get into the playoffs, and that we accomplished that goal, and now it's about, matchups and putting together the best form or advancing from the semifinal and then winning the final. So, we have had, three of those four performances were three of our worst games in the whole, in our whole season. And, we've got to come up with a game plan and certainly slow down Western New York. They've got a tremendous record at home, and they've done a tremendous job over the past 4 years of building on the great tradition that Rochester has for soccer on the women's side. So, it's a tall order for us, but we believe we can get up there in advance.
Well, you've coached Abby Wambacher for a number of years when you were with the Washington Freedom, so you know her as well as anybody. What does the Sky Blue back line and the keeper need to do to slow Abby down?
Well, I mean, the first thing you got to do is compress the space and not give her the area to run into and attack the ball in the air. And you know, and then also deny her service. So it's a team effort, and it's always a challenge. And I think, you know, everybody steps up and tries to do the same things to her, but she's, you know, she's the best in the world at what she does, and it's going to be difficult. I think the best we can do is limit what damage she does and try to, you know, exploit some weaknesses they have in their back line and then create some goal chances for ourselves.
What's interesting with the playoffs, Jim, and we hear Coach Jim Cabrera of Sky Blue FC, who will be in town Saturday to face the Flash in the NWSL semifinals. The semifinal that's going to be here in Rochester, Sky Blue against the Flash. It's two established women's soccer teams, two champions. Sky Blue won in 2009 in the WPS, and the Flash have won three straight championships in three different leagues, going for a fourth in four different leagues, which has never been done in history of sport, as far as I could tell. And the other semifinals got the two new teams. You got the Portland Thorns and FC Kansas City. And so it's an interesting dynamic with the playoffs this season.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it came down to the last day. And, you know, in all fairness, I mean, congratulations to Western New York for finishing on top of the table. But, you know, each of us has had a little bit of a run at the top. And, you know, the league was so tight. And it would have been really interesting if we could have done our part and got to 38 points and had a four-way tie for points. And then it all come down to tiebreakers, which, with you know, with an unbalanced schedule, it's less than perfect, but I think it's a credit to the league and all eight teams, you know, in the sides that they put together in a short period of time and the quality of play in the league. And, you know, you look at a team like Chicago, who has faced a similar situation we were in, and Washington, who at the end of the season, you know, got some results. But Chicago, you know, they found a way to manage to take points off all the top teams there at the end and battle to the end. And, you know, credit to all the teams. And it's really, really interesting that one team didn't run away with it. And, you know, you had four teams that seemed to be solid locks for the playoffs. But where they were positioned, you know, it came down to the last minute of our game. So, you know, credit to everybody involved in the league.
It was certainly a very interesting season. It would have been crazy. There were four teams at the top of the league, all tied. But it just shows you this is a great league, and I look forward to having this league around for many years to come. But this Saturday is the start of the first playoffs, and you guys will be certainly battling tooth and nail with the Flash. I'm expecting a very close and very hard fought match. So, wish you guys the best of luck, Jim, for the playoff match on Saturday. We'll see you this Saturday, 8 p.m. at the stadium.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Jim Cabrera, the head coach of Sky Blue FC here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, as the two teams will meet again Saturday, 8 p.m. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK. You can go to WNYFlash.com, or if you're so inclined, go down to the Rhinos ticket office, Salem Stadium ticket office, 460 Oak Street. And if you go down to see the Flash in action in a practice on Thursday, 2 p.m., you can pick up your tickets then. Before we close the show, we do want to mention a couple of international soccer notes. By the way, Dick Howard will be back with us next week. Today it was Manchester City beating Newcastle 4-0, which puts them at the top of the Premiership after the first week. Chelsea will be in action on Wednesday against Aston Villa. My boys won 2-0 over Hull City. Not really a surprising result. The big surprise, though, was Aston Villa winning at the Emirates against Arsenal 3-1. And there's already some talk about some changes and possibly going into the transfer market for the Gunners. I know my neighbor Dan Knuckles Sullivan, a longtime soccer player here in Rochester, is very upset about Arsenal losing. So we'll see what happens there. And in Spain, what can you say about Barcelona? 7-0 victory. And that was without Neymar, who is still recovering from tonsillectomy. So, boy, it's going to be a great season. This Italy starts up. The Bundesliga is in action. We got all sorts of things going on in soccer. So we'll be covering right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass throughout the fall and winter and into next year. And we appreciate all of the support that you give us here on our show. That's going to do it for tonight. I want to thank Danny Earls, Greg Sand from the Rhinos, Kari Lloyd from the Flash, Mike Cipolla helping out, and Jim Guevara and Gloria Averbush from Sky Blue FC. Again, Saturday, 8 p.m., Sky Blue FC against the Flash in the NWSL playoffs. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni in Miami, and Michael Lewis in New York. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30, and Dom D'Angelo down at WYSL. We can't forget about him. 6:30, Soccer is Kicking the Grass, WYSL, 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m., and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.